Shopping. What things would you like to say of that you regarded as the great, the strongest characteristics, or the most the things that characterize Miss Current's work, or her program, more than any one thing? You've already mentioned that she was quite a crusader.
Well, the joy she put into it.
The joy she put into it. And how many years was she in as the state agent?
About 20, 21?
About 20 years or so. She went out. She was in during the entire time that I was.
Oh, she was.
Dean of I went out as Dean of Agriculture in 1960. And she was.
She retired. When did she retire?
In the early 60s.
Early.
Early 60s, I think. The records will show that. Did Miss Current spend a great deal of her time in the field?
Yes, she was with the counties, with the women at their countywide meetings, their district meetings, and was frequently, as often as she could be in the field, she was there with them.
Was it under her leadership that the home demonstration clubs gained a great deal of their organization and growth?
Well, they grew under her.
But they had
continued,
been active.
But they had been active under Ms. McKibben. They had begun to become clubs and have a membership. And somewhere it says when Miss Current took over, I think there were around 75,000 women.
When Miss Current started?
I think when she started. But during her period of time, there were that many to work with in the counties.
Well, I remember while I was dean that there were large numbers of clubs. I don't know how many,
mm-hmm.
but...
this was the club membership. And
I can remember one time while Miss Current was home of the state agent, when she had all of them mobilized, writing some letters.
Oh, she did.
Don't you remember that? When the Green Book came out?
That's right. That's right.
I got a letter from every club in the state, as did the trustees.
Yes,
and
they all did.
The governor and everybody else, which is leads up to another point. Miss Current could be a pretty strong fighter too when she.
Yes, she could.
She was
when she thought she was right.
She would.
She'd hold to it.
She'd hold to it and wage quite a battle. Well, I don't know that I can ask you the right questions, but are there other comments that you'd like to make about Miss Current's leadership? I want to get down to more recent days pretty soon.
Well, I think she put the heart into the work. I think that's...
From what I've heard you say, that Miss McKibben built the solid base and
she
the confidence.
She understood the people, what they wanted,
and
what
Ms.
they needed.
Current, put the enthusiasm,
and
the warmth.
That's right.
She
carried that on. Ms. McKibben had some of it, but she put, that was her forte.
Her forte. She mm-hmm. put it more of it. Well, then after Miss Current, she retired before her death, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes. She'd been retired about 5 years when her death
years.
Came.
And for a year or so, we had an acting.
Yes, we had for 2 years Nell Connett, who had been an agent for many years.
Is Nell
she
her health
retired.
Still good?
As far as I know, it is, and she retired and lives in Greensboro, mm-hmm. or close to Greensboro. She was here for about 2 years, and then Eloise Kofa came in. The last 5 years of my working years with Extension, I worked for Dr. Kofa.
Well, you've had, it's been such a rich experience because you go all the way from the very beginning to the present, and with Dr. Kofa still being here. Now, Dr. Kofa was brought here by Director Hyatt, wasn't he?
Yes,
wasn't
she was. She was. She was in the Washington office. She was nutrition, I think, was her field. and she'd been working in that in the Washington office.
Do you know what led up to her being recruited?
No, I don't believe I do. They both came from West Virginia, I know that.
I guess so.
And he knew of her work.
Knew of her work.
Well, I say they both came from there. I don't believe Dr. Hyatt did he?
Well, he had worked there, yes.
He'd worked there.
Yes, that's where he'd worked. I think that's where he knew her first.
And I think that's when he knew her. She was a nutrition specialist in West Virginia before she went into the Washington office.
Well, so you found yourself taking on your third, your fourth.
But that time they were getting to demand higher education of the women who came in.
Yes.
When I first came to work, there was one person who had her master's. And I remember she murdered the King's English of all the people on the whole state staff. She was a delightful person. She was a fine woman. But, oh, her English was just atrocious. But she had more education than anybody.
But as years went by, additional degrees were
required. They began demanding more education of the staff who came in.
And
they finally demanded a B.S. to begin with. They had to have at least a B.S.
And Dr. Kofer is the first...
Dr. Kofer's the first Ph.D. we'd had, I guess.
And she carries the title of...
Assistant
Director.
In charge of home economics programs.
In charge of home economics programs. So you were shifting then to work with your fourth boss in this same office.
Yes.
Tell us something about the changes that came in with this in leadership.
By that time, the staff had grown so large. There was not the real personal relationship with the staff that you'd had before when there weren't so many. You had become real friends with the ones over the years that you worked with because there were not so many, but the more that have come in, the more it's become an educational, basically education, and not the personal side of things. You know.
Much more organization,
yes,
more structured.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Kofer has been here.
She's wanted education for the staff and has held high standards of education for the staff.
Would you say that it would be a fair statement to make that one of the major emphases in the last several years in Extension has been upgrading the training of the staff?
I think so.
It applies to both the women and the men.
Yes, I think that's quite true. Mm-hmm. And of course the farm people's need had become a different picture too. They had good roads now and could get in and out of town easily. They had automobiles, they had the transportation to move them. They had the telephone system had come in, and they all have telephones, most of them do. The electricity had come in, and that had just liberated them no end.
Mrs. McKimmon had no car and traveled in
a train,
and buggy, as you said. But when Miss Current came along, she had an automobile and drove it herself.
Oh,
and
yes.
Moved all over the state.
Yes, she'd been doing that.
And
all the agents had their own car by that time.
And, of course, since that time, cars have been increasingly abundant using state cars. Do you remember when...
Yes, they put state cars in.
You remember when the home economics got their first state car?
Yes, I do.
About when would that have
been? I don't remember when it was, but I don't think they really liked it very much.
That was, I would guess, somewhere around 1945 or
probably
somewhere along there. After.
Yes. Well, that reminds me of Miss Willie Hunter, who was the first clothing specialist. And a delightful little person, but no more idea about how to plan an itinerary or get you from one place to another. Gave a beautiful demonstration when she got there. I worked for her, and I used to have to plot her course and tell her how many days she needed to get where she was going and get back. And she delighted in the wildflowers and the fields and enjoyed all of that as she drove along. So it took her a little while to get where she was going. She wasn't in a hurry like they are in this day and age.
Well, as you look back upon this experience, having worked with all of the directors, or under whatever title they may have held, who've been here in home economics education, and having worked with the School of Agriculture from the time the Extension Service moved to the campus up until just a few years ago, there must be some highlights, or there must be some problems. I think it would be interesting to for you to say whatever comes to your mind about what you regard as the people who've stood out in your mind, or some of the major problems that you've seen in the programs, or some of the major achievements that you're proudest of. Mm-hmm. Sort of characterize, looking back on it, what you see. I take it that you've already said that Ms. McKimmon and Dean Schaub would certainly have to be pioneers.
Yes, and Ruth Current was, in my estimation, one of the real leaders of the women's work. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who would be some of the farm women leaders who would stand out in your memory?
Well, there was a Mrs. Pugh up in Argyll County. Her son Joe Pugh, you perhaps know.
Oh yes, I brought Joe back here.
Oh, you did?
I brought him here as
I believe he's in Alabama now.
He's in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Mrs. Pugh would be one?
His mother, yes. She was one of our excellent leaders. Mrs. Graham was another one.
I knew her very well up in
Lexington.
Lexington.
Yes.
She was very active during Miss Current's administration.
Yes, she was, and Miss McIntyre. Did you ever know Miss McIntyre?
Oh, yes. Miss McIntyre and Mrs. Graham were the two people. I couldn't think of her name this morning when I was talking to Miss Langley, but Miss McIntyre and Miss Graham were the two people who were negotiating the settlement of this conflict over the Green Book.
Oh, yes.
And I was thinking, we couldn't think who the other one was this morning. We were thinking of Mrs. Everett. Miss B.B. Everett.
Yes, Miss Everett was, but Miss McIntyre, I remember, Miss Everett was into the Federation of Women's Clubs, I believe, into the City Women's Club organization more, wasn't she?
I don't know.
I don't know. She was with us too, but I think she sort of shifted into that more.
If I talked with one person in the home demonstration area now, people who are still active and so on, would you say that Mrs. Graham would be as good a choice as any?
Yes, I think Mrs. Graham would be excellent. I think then there's another one over in, she and Ms. English. I don't know whether you've ever heard.
Where is she looking?
She and Lorna Langley have been writing the history of
the
Federation.
Oh, yes. Lorna told me about her this morning. Yes.
She would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see who else is.
But those are some of the ones that just come to your mind.
I
was more interested in the ones who came rather automatically to your mind than I was in just trying to dig them up.
One of the things that, go back to Ruth Current, back in the early 50s, they were questioning about the United Nations. That was beginning, you know, in New York. The buildings had been built. And she said that she felt like, to understand the United Nations, the women ought to go there and see it for themselves. So she finally made plans where they let her take a tour group to New York in the fall of the club women. Dr. Frank Graham was at the UN and very active there, so she wrote to him and talked to him, and he planned a program for the women to meet, rooms for them to meet in, people from FAO, UNICEF, their various branches to come in and talk to the women and tell them what they were doing, what their part in the United Nations was. And then it gave them the opportunity to sit with the General Assembly when they were in session. And every year they invited Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt to talk to the women, and she did. And it was one thing she said she never wanted to miss was the opportunity to talk to those women each year when they came. And she came back from Florida one year especially to talk to the women.
Well, I remember that Miss Current took them there. That was while I was here.
Yes. There was always, well, the first year, I think we had four buses going. And I was fortunate enough to go with them. She asked Mr. Schaub to let me go. She said she didn't want to undertake it without some help. And she wanted me to go with them. Well, of course, I helped with the planning, the listing and of prior to going, and then a person was employed with the to take charge of the housing and the transportation for them.
I suppose that the United Nations activities would have to be one of the hallmarks of Ms. Current's administration.
Absolutely. They came back one year from there enthusiastic, and they decided that the women would make a flag of each nation, which they did. And then at Farm and Home Week that year, they had a parade of the flags of the United Nations. The women brought their flags in they had made in the county. And they met over in Pullen Memorial Church and marched in, had their meeting there with each county carrying their flag.
By the way, this reminds me of something I'd like to have you comment on. You mentioned Farm and Home Week. What are your memories concerning Farm and Home Week?
Oh, many memories on that. It was always much preparation for it. The women came to the campus. We registered them.
That you had large numbers of them, didn't you?
Yes, they came, I guess, as many as the campus would house for us in the dormitories. They stayed in the dormitories. There were hundreds of them who came. And we'd have to register for the classes they were going to take. The rooms they were to be assigned, and then take in the money they paid for their registration. That was, I remember one summer when it was so hot in June, my apartment was being repainted, and we stayed until 11 o'clock registering them. They were late getting in from the mountains, I think it was. It came by train, I guess, and it just didn't get here. But we finally got through about 11 o'clock at night, and I had all the money of the registration of that day, and I thought, well, what do you do with it at 11 o'clock at night? And I thought, well, nobody knows I've got it. I'll just have to take it home with me, which I did, and got it into the bank the next day.
Now, these people, men and women, but you're speaking particularly the women in this instance,
yes,
came in large numbers, and this was before the days of air conditioning, and they came in the middle of the
yes.
summer when it was hot?
Yes, they did.
And
they came in June or in August. They couldn't come in August, some of them, because of the tobacco season. It was harvesting time in August, I believe, when they were getting
yes.
tobacco to the barns. Or to the market, I don't know which it was.
And that was a very
hot... So then they met in June. Well, sometimes June was awfully hot here. Yes, there was no air conditioning.
Well, the Farm and Home Week was a pretty big event.
It was.
And
they had classes to teach the women. I remember for years, the Kraft Cheese Company sent a demonstrator, and they had... In the nutrition work, the Kraft cheeses, how to use the cheeses, and the nutritional part of cheese in your diet.
You mentioned the role that Dr. Frank Graham played in helping Miss Current to organize and carry out the...
We drove by bus to New York the first day, which was Monday. We went to the United Nations on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we always... The whole group had lunch in the delegates' dining room one of those days, that experience. And I remember once one woman was left when we got them seated, and I've forgotten who was with me, whether it was Miss Kern or one of the others, we sat down and ordered our lunch, and she ordered trout, the club woman did, and they brought this little mountain trout, whole head and all, and served her, and you could almost hear her gasp. She didn't quite, but she really was. We were real proud of her behavior. When she looked down and saw the whole fish with that eye looking up, she never dreamed it was going to be trout like that. She was used to fried trout, you know, at home.
Did you have an opportunity to talk directly with Dr. Frank Gray?
Oh, yes.
What are your memories or impressions of Dr. Graham's contribution generally?
Dr. Graham was a most delightful person and a very friendly person. And he was interested in it as Ms. McKimmon. He and Ms. McKimmon had many of the same traits, perhaps, that interest in bringing out the best in people and giving them the best that is there for people to have, and teaching them how to get it, how to find it and to use it.
One of the things that is becoming increasingly apparent to me as I've talked with people about the early development of the School of Agriculture, or perhaps it would be more accurate to say about some of the turnarounds that took place in the late 30s, early 40s along there, that the role of Dr. Graham is much more significant than many people realize.
I think it is. And I think it's because he was not a flamboyant character. He was a person anyone could approach and talk to.
And you
felt comfortable with him.
As secretary to Miss Current, you felt that he was an important person.
Oh, yes. He planned those. He made it worthwhile to spend 2 days at the United Nations and to get put some meat into that program. Otherwise, Ms. Current felt like it was not. You couldn't ask to let the staff go for that week without having something worthwhile besides the pleasure of New York. The 2 days were for the United Nations, and the third day was for. Frequently, it was for those who wanted to go up to Hyde Park to see the Roosevelt Estate. And then in later years, rather than going up there, they went to the Frick Gallery when there began to be talk of an art gallery in North Carolina.
Yes.
Miss Current felt like the women didn't know what an art gallery was, perhaps, back in the rural areas. And that this would give an opportunity to see what an art gallery was, and that our own state was going to have an art gallery. So we started going, and they chose to take them to the Frick Gallery because it was smaller. The Metropolitan was so huge, you could only do maybe one wing or something, and it was just too big. But the Frick was just fine. You could go through the whole home there and get the feeling of what the art gallery was going to be when Raleigh had there. Gallery, and it was within the years of those tours that they finally had the North Carolina Museum of Art.
Well, are there any other people or events that come to your mind? And I think these have been very good. The United Nations and these things
are
few people can, other than you, could give us this kind of information.
I think it was Miss Current. I can't remember whether it was Ms. Curran or Ms. McKimmon. They were very much alike in many ways. Ms. Curran, I think it was, felt that the secretaries in the office would understand what all their work in the office was all about if they went into a county, to a countywide meeting, for instance, and saw what happened in those countywide meetings where the women presided over their own meetings, where they came with their committee reports of what they had done over the year, each one giving her report of what had happened and how many things had come out of what they had learned that year. And that the work the secretary did would have a great deal more meaning for her if she could attend one of those meetings. She'd heard about the people she worked for going out there and all they had to say. So every now and then she'd let the secretary go with the district person to the meeting. And it did. It meant that secretary came back with a much happier feeling about her work and much more interest in her work.
I think you've said several things all through here which suggest that your career as a secretary to these very distinguished women was much more, you were much more involved than many people expect a secretary to be.
That's true. I think it was true of all the home demonstration secretaries in the earlier days, certainly.
You felt a part of all that was
Absolutely.
Going on. And you felt a part of it, not just typing their letters, but thinking through the things that were going on.
Yes. And you got to know the women individually. They got to know you. And they'd talk to you if whoever they came to see wasn't in, then they'd talk with you about whatever was on their mind.
I suppose it's... it's might be a little bit disturbing to you to see the organization and the distance that has to be brought into the organization, the impersonal approach that comes in with the growth in scale.
It does bother you.
It's been a big change, hasn't it?
It has. It has. And I'm sure they're doing just as fine work, perhaps, but...
In a very different
way. But in a completely different way.
Well...
And I don't believe they get the joy out of their work that we did.
The role that a farm and home week played in those days, or the role that a field day played at
yes.
an experiment station, are roles that don't exist anymore.
No.
And I think that it's...
And even the state fair has changed, so you don't get the feeling of those exhibits.
There's so many other things.
There's so many other things
that come in. Of course, I think that's what specialization tends to do.
It does, probably. And I think the world as it is today, with the rapid travel transportation we have now, and the opening up of the communities, they're no longer really farm communities. Very few of those are left.
That's right.
They can, in 15 minutes' time, be in a city.
The communication and transportation are just it's a different world
Absolutely.
From the worlds that all of us lived in the early days, and especially those of you who've been at it as long
yes.
as you have been.
Well, some of the time that I worked in the earlier days, my mother worked at State College, too.
Oh, she did.
When Dr. Brooks, do you remember him?
Well, I don't remember him personally.
He asked her to come out, and they called her matron. She was to supervise the cleaning women in the dormitories.
Mm-hmm.
And for quite a few years, that was her work.
So
and
your life has been very, much involved with NC State from
yes,
the very beginning.
Yes, even when I was a child, the swimming pool was something wonderful out here, but you couldn't go in the summertime unless you took a summer school course. So there was a Mrs. Vaughn who used to teach domestic science. So all the children in town would take domestic science so they could go swimming
well,
and use the pool.
I think that's still done in,
it probably
in some places.
But all we ever learned from Ms. Vaughn was how to make white sauce. I remember that.
Well, it certainly has been good to have a chance to talk with you and to get some of these things in the record. Are there any other highlights that come to your mind as we about to run to the end of the tape?
No, but I think about Lorna Langley, who was a delightful person from 4-H on. Ada Dallaposa's there now, and I can see her now when she won the clothing prize for a beautiful plaid evening dress she had made in Anson County. Now she's the, what is she, state home demonstration agent or assistant, or what is it, her title?
I'm not sure what her title
state
is
State home
now.
Demonstration agent, I believe, now.
I had a visit with Ms. Langley this morning.
Oh?
And, of course, I enjoyed reviewing
well,
the fact that she started out from the very beginning. She had every every job in the extension.
She did, and she even was a Jane S. McKimmon Loan Fund girl.
Yes.
I don't know that she mentioned that in her. I expect she did.
She did. She told me
about
it.
One of the first of them.
What got the McKimmon Loan Fund started?
The agents wanted to pay tribute to Ms. McKimmon. They wanted to do something for her, and she wanted to go that way.
Yes.
And so they established a fund each year, have contributed to it. It's still running. And they yearly would make the Home Agents Association would make a contribution to the loan fund. And of course the counties began to raise money for the loan fund so that the girls could borrow the money and get their education, then they would repay it when they went back to work.
I think it's important
still,
to emphasize here too that the actually, the getting of the money to build the McKimmon Center was brought about in part
by
the fact that the women had started raising
some
money.
They started that going.
A long time before it was built.
A long time before. They felt the need of meeting space. They met for a while down at the Serralt Hotel, and they felt like there ought to be a place on the campus.
Well, hadn't they raised some money?
Oh, yes. They were raising it for their own building, you know. They wanted to...
They had the state on the spot. They were either going to build their own building or the state had to get
rid of it. I think that's what happened. They had to give them space in that building they built.
And, I think it was fine.
It's been really fine, and I think it's a beautiful tribute to Ms. McKimmon to name the center.